This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everybody to today's ILTA podcast series entitled Fresh Voices of Legal Tech. My name is Holly Hanna. I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie, and I will be your moderator today. I am pleased to be joined by our speaker, John Beaumont, who is the Senior Manager of Knowledge Management, Global Knowledge and Research at German and Stirling in London. Thank you, John, for participating.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get into legal?
I was sort of quite interested from, you know, the age of 15, 16 in sort of the judicial process and sort of how things worked in the courts and, you know, decisions and legislation and things like that, rather geekily probably at that age, and decided to go and study law. So from the age of 18, I went to university, went to law school for 4 years. And when I finished at law school, I started to work for a company called Lawtel, which was an independent company back then, which is now part of Westlaw. And I just became really interested in the way sort of, you know, articles, case law, legislation all fitted into together. And we were manually hyperlinking some of these stuff, you know, some of these materials together. And it was just fascinating to me that, you know, we could sit here and try and pull all of this stuff together. You know, how would the lawyers actually approach it? How would they try and do the sorts of things that we were actually doing for them? And it was just really interesting. You know, there's not really a information side of things pushed when you've sort of been to law school. So it was something that, you know, I was, one of the first, I would say, that I knew coming out of that to try and move into that area.
And it's almost like the, you know, original Yahoo, where like they were actual people who were categorizing the entire web. It sounds very similar to that.
I mean, it was brilliant because, you know, when you're studying, it was very hard copy based. So, you know, I was going to libraries, I was using books, and the way that a lot of lawyers still actually do today. But, you know, we were putting in that sort of grunt work, almost trying to pull all of the stuff together and, you know, just highlighting text, hitting hyperlink. It was a very laborious process back then. But, you know, really, really showed what could be done. I think it really startled me that could actually happen, having studied with all those books.
Yeah. So how did you end up at a law firm?
So following sort of being at Lawtel for a short period, there was a sort of information research position came up at a firm. And, you know, I just thought that was something that was really interesting. And one of my first projects was to move from hard copy to online. You know, there was the big buzz around sort of 2005, get everything online. You know, we don't want to deal with hard copy. We don't want to deal with the space. We don't want to deal with the cost. And, you know, it was easier said than done. It was a big challenge back then. We managed it eventually, but, you know, it's changing hearts and minds, not just doing the sort of the work of trying to replace things online. And that was my first sort of law firm job. And I mean, from there, having dealt more with the research side of things, that interest in how the lawyers were using documents, how they were using precedents, knowledge, things like that, really became sort of something that I really wanted to be involved in. And we had a document management replacement project going on, and I became involved in that. And we looked at how we could siphon off knowledge, how we could have processes around lawyers tagging things for knowledge, you know, things like that. And yeah, that really became interesting to me, and hence why I went into sort of a more full-time knowledge role at Sherman.
And so you trained as a lawyer, but you've never actually practiced as a lawyer, is that correct?
That is correct, yes, thankfully.
So how do you, yeah. So what do you find challenging as a non-lawyer in a law firm, even though you have a legal background?
Well, I mean, it's difficult. And this term, when people say, oh, so you're a non-lawyer, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? Because it's almost that expectation that that lawyers only think that other lawyers can talk to them. And, you know, we don't go in there and say, well, you're a non-information specialist, or you're non-knowledge professional, or something like that. So, but I think it is a challenge. I think it's more about how we talk to lawyers. You know, we are experts in our field, they are experts in their field, and it's just that coming together. You know, nothing that I really learned in my degree or my master's at law school really taught me how to practice or use technology. And I know it was a long time ago, but I think people need to rely on us. And I think we can certainly bridge that gap. You know, I don't think that you have to have been a lawyer to then sort of talk how a lawyer talks. It simply doesn't work like that.
Yeah. And I think that there's definitely something to be said for, you know, owning your area of expertise. I mean, I'm a non-lawyer, but I have a background in library sciences. Like, I'm good at, like, you know, categorizing things and helping people find stuff. So, I mean, owning that and being like, no, this is my area of expertise, I think is really important.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, if we can add that expertise to what, you know, the lawyers are doing, I think there is definitely that coming together. You know, we don't want to just say, oh, well, we're the technology or the information experts, and therefore you have to work now in a new way that is the way that we're going to dictate to you. You know, it's very much that we should understand their processes and then bring our expectation to that and try and meet somewhere in the middle with how we try and develop these new tools or look at how we're doing things, you know, related to KM.
I mean, this has been amazing. And I know we have just a few minutes left. What advice would you give to others who are looking at a career in legal or who have started in legal and are like, is this really someplace where I can make a long-term career?
I think it's there's a lot of positions opening up now in the sort of KM legal technology, more so than we've seen before. And I think anybody who wants to come in, you know, there is a place if you have that enthusiasm, if you have, you know, that interested in what we're doing. And I think that to me is really important. You know, some of these positions that we're opening up now with legal technology and things are things that perhaps people haven't thought about or perhaps people haven't done. So, you know, that experience isn't necessarily something that's been there. And I just think, yeah, the enthusiasm around these things to me is a really big winner. If you can have that enthusiasm and bring it to what we're doing, then, you know, you're sort of probably 7-8 tenths of the way there.
I think that's very true. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in today. And of course, thank you to John for your time. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.